Now that elections are over, leaders of the New York State Legislature are facing pressure from a wide range of groups to reconvene and deal with pandemic-related economic problems. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, legislative leaders now say they are not ruling it out.
63 politically progressive advocacy groups wrote a letter to legislative leaders asking them to hold an emergency session before 2020 ends. Sia Weaver is with Housing Justice for All, one of the groups that signed the letter. She says COVID cases are again on the upswing and no federal aid has come from Congress since last April. She says New Yorkers who are struggling to find or keep their jobs and pay rent need more help from their state government.
The legislature has not met since June or July. We are working with families who have no idea how they're going to pay next month's rent, who have no idea how they're going to get medical care or feed their families. It's getting very urgent. And, you know, we need the legislature to go back to work and do their job.
The state has a $15 billion budget deficit, much of it pandemic-related, and Governor Andrew Cuomo has for months now temporarily held back 20% of state aid due to schools and local governments. Weaver says Cuomo has made clear that he is the austerity governor, and she believes the legislature ceded too much power to him over the past several months. She says instead of spending cuts, new taxes should be imposed on the state's billionaires and multimillionaires who have done well financially during the pandemic. Cuomo is against that idea, saying the rich will leave the state, but Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, both Democrats, support imposing new taxes on the wealthy.
The only time we've ever been able to get Cuomo to do anything is when Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Carl Hastie come together and make it clear that it's a priority for them.
Greg Barilla, with the New York State chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says even if the legislature does not come back for a session this year, he'd like to see lawmakers talk about how to help small businesses that have suffered economic losses during the pandemic. He says many employers worry about an expected spike in unemployment insurance payments in the spring after businesses were required by government health orders to close for several months. That triggered a year of unprecedented layoffs.
We are very concerned that we're going to get into the spring of next year and, knock on wood, COVID might be behind us or getting close to that point. We're going to see small businesses starting to plot their path forward, looking to grow, looking to hire, and they are going to be hammered with new costs and new taxes related to layoffs that were simply not their fault. These are things that may involve a federal solution or at least federal engagement, but the New York State Legislature and leadership in Albany needs to be thinking about it now.
Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins, speaking recently on public radio's The Capitol Press Room, said the legislature had no plans to meet again in what is known as a post-election lame duck session.
Is there any definitive plans to have a lame duck session? No.
Stewart-Cousins says now that Democrat Joe Biden is the president-elect, she, like Cuomo, would like to wait a while to see if he can persuade Congress to enact a federal relief package that will close the state's deficit. Democrats in the House have approved an over $2 trillion plan. It would give $33 billion to New York state and local governments to cope with pandemic-related losses. Republicans in the U.S. Senate have not taken up the measure, but Biden backs the bill.
It is much more promising than having a Donald Trump who was clearly an adversary.
A spokesman for Stewart-Cousins later clarified that the Senate leader is not ruling out a session of the legislature next month. Assembly Speaker Hastie in a tweet said that, to be clear, Assembly Democrats have also not ruled out a return to session this year to address the fiscal health of our state. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.